Concerns have been raised about the psychiatric services in Galway City. This after Claddagh Watch Patrol, a voluntary group that monitors the waterways across the city and assists people in distress, say that on Friday night they encountered the same young man in a troubled state on two occasions on a bridge in the city. Arthur Carr joins me now. He's founder of Claddagh Watch Patrol and he was working Friday night. Arthur, thanks indeed for joining us. Tell me what happened on Friday.
Thank you indeed for highlighting this for us. We went out on patrol at approximately 10:30 on Friday night, and one of our members was approached by a family member of this young person, where they had left a suicide note and they were fully intent on taking their own lives by entering the river Corrib. Immediately he got on the radio and we started a search and we came across the young man very, very quickly in an obviously distressed and bad state, sitting on the wall of the river, which is about 12 foot high. We engaged with the young man and as he made an attempt to jump, we manhandled him back to safety and the 999 call was made. And the emergency services, i.e. the Gardaí, came and we escorted him to that vehicle and he was taken away to be assessed either in A&E or in the Garda station. I am not so sure which, but whatever he was assessed, supposedly by a medical person. And within 1 hour, he was back on the bridge with us again.
Now, how would you describe his condition? Was he in a very highly agitated state when you came across him first?
Well, he was, I suppose, he was in the process of coming to terms with himself. I suppose the only way that I can explain it, not really agitated, but quite calm. And I've seen this before, but when our people engaged with him, wasn't very cooperative at the start, but gradually became more cooperative. And it became quite clear to us that he was going to make that final leap and enter the water. Now, we're talking about a river that is flowing at approximately 17.5 kilometres an hour. So if a person enters that water at that point, there's very, very little chance.
Yes, you're talking there, I think, in the Claddagh area where the river enters the sea. And at this time of the year particularly, it would be in full flow.
Yes.
So you say you encountered him again within the hour.
It is like a revolving door, really and truly. But he arrived back on the bridge to our volunteers again and... Again, we had to engage with this person and we had to try and calm him down and we got him to a safe place. We got him actually into a hotel which is adjacent to the bridge, Jury's Hotel there in the Claddagh. And he still was not in any shape to engage with the family member at the time and it took a bit of talking and persuasion for him to realise that what we were trying to get him to do was far more beneficial than what he was trying to achieve for himself, which was take his own life. And eventually we did make headway and he did engage with the family member and as far as we are aware, she brought him down to the psychiatric unit where he said he would be prepared to go in and get some help for himself. He had realised that he does need psychiatric help. Now, after that, we don't know because for our own safety, we don't get involved with people. Once we hand them over, we walk away and we don't engage with the person anymore unless they want to engage with us.
Now, Arthur, I gather one of your concerns is that there just is nowhere that people can be directed, or is there? Because you say that after your second engagement with him, he did agree to look for psychiatric support. So what exactly is the concern about what's there for people who are in this distressed state?
There is nothing there. As far as I can see, there is nothing there. And this is not just happening in Galway. I've spoken to other colleagues, especially around the country that are involved with Marine Watch. And it is happening all around the country. When we take a person away from the river or whatever, when they're brought away, they're being assessed, but they're being put back out onto the streets more or less immediately after, because there is nowhere for them.
Is it usual, or has it happened before, or happened much, that you would meet or encounter the same person twice in one night?
It is fairly regular, I have to say. Generally, you know, when a person is taken away, I mean, our services, I know, are being stretched. The emergency service, the blue light services, are stretched to the limit. There's only so much they can do. But when you have somebody that has been taken down, if they have alcohol in them, the psychiatric services don't want to know. If they have drugs in them, the psychiatric services don't want to know. But when you look at it, there's probably 80% of the people that present to us on the bridges or on the waterways have either drugs or alcohol or even both. And they are wiping their hands off them. They don't want to know. There is no care for them. And it's people like us that are preventing them from entering the water. And when we do that, the frustration is that it's a high percentage that they're going to be back, and we are going to have to deal with it again, and the whole cycle starts again.
Tell me a little
bit
more.
There is nowhere for them.
Yeah, and so your sense is that there needs to be some sort of a, is it 24/7 point where they can go and be properly assessed psychiatrically, and that just isn't there.
But you know, I mean, if we knew about a young person that is actually making an attempt to jump into the water at 11 o'clock at night, he is certainly, in my opinion, which is not a medical opinion, there is something seriously wrong with him. And if somebody in the medical place can turn around and say he's okay for him to release, you know, what are we doing? Why are we allowing this to happen? It should not be happening. It just should not be happening. These young people, they deserve a little bit of care, a little bit of attention. Like, if somebody wants to jump 15 feet into a water that is running that quickly, they are not in a good place, and the least they deserve is a chance to get back on their own 2 feet. And they're not going to do that by being put back out onto the street in their own care within an hour.
And tell me a bit more about the Claddawatch Patrol. How long has it been going, and how many people would you have, dissuaded or somehow retrieved from making that jump?
Well, back in Galway City, we lost 5 people within a week.
Sorry, back now, when?
Back in January of this year, or last year, sorry. We lost 5 people within a week to the river. Now, there were accidental and there were suicides. It was extremely raw to the city, and a few of us got together and we said, you know, we have to do something about this. Now, bear in mind, I live in Ballinasloe and I drive to Galway every weekend. But we decided that we have to do this because what is happening is totally needless. And we based ourselves on a model of Marine Watch in Wexford, which has worked extremely well over the last 7 years. So we got together, we had a few meetings, and we started signing up volunteers. And our first patrol went out on the 5th of July last. And since that, I can't give you the exact number, but I do know it's over 30 engagements where we have intervened and persuaded people to go with the emergency services. Like, when we make an intervention and we call a serious intervention, the Gardaí have to be called and that person has to be taken away for their own safety. And there's over 30 of those.
Yeah, and it's a fair stretch of the river that you would have to patrol, because there's that wonderful boardwalk between the Salmon Weir and down towards the past O'Brien's Bridge onto Wolf Tone, and there are just so many points on the curve there where people can enter the water.
Well, you're very well versed in Galway City, I have to say. You have, we'll say, where you speak of, from the cathedral right down to O'Brien's Bridge. Then you have the walkway there from O'Brien's Bridge down to Wolf Tone Bridge. Then you have a walk down across the Claddagh Basin over into Nemo's Pier. And on the other side of the river, then you have the Long Walk, it's called, and that goes back down to the back of the harbour, where the harbour master is, and over into the harbour itself.
So how many people do you need, Arthur, to patrol that adequately?
Well, I mean, ideally what we are trying to achieve, and we are only 6 months going, so I mean we have 58 volunteers, active volunteers at the moment, but our aim is that we will have enough of volunteers that people would not be have to go out any more than one night in the month. You know,
what do you say to people when you're making that approach? Because obviously, you know, the wrong word and it's too late. So how do you deal with people?
Well, I suppose our briefing every night is when you approach a person, it's like anything else. Treat a person as the way you like want to be treated yourself. Just ask them how they are. Make a conversation. Start a conversation. Because 9 times out of 10, when somebody approaches them, they will make conversation with you. And ask them the question, are they in a bad place? Don't be afraid to ask them that question, because they will tell you if you push it to them properly, because once they know that you approach them in a professional sort of manner, they will engage with you. And if they engage with you, you are, I suppose, well on the way to intervening and getting them back into safety.
Well, look, thank you very much indeed for coming on the line, Arthur, to tell us. That's Arthur Carr there, founder of Clatterwatch Patrol. It's an extraordinarily valuable work that you're doing. Not the easiest to do, particularly in the depths of winter, but clearly one that made a big difference this weekend. But again, the questions being asked about what's there for people who need this support. Continued good wishes to you, and let's hope that that young man finds the correct treatment that he needs and support. We'll take a short break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.